Well, Happy New Year, everyone. Last week, I described that history shows that solutions work best if you know and identify the problem first. In fact, Einstein once said that if I had an hour to solve a problem, I'd spend the first 55 minutes thinking about the problem and only 5 minutes thinking about the solution. So here we go. The remaining 55 minutes of our time figuring out the problems first over the course of the next few weeks. I mentioned last week that we at Third Pool and many of our leaders over the years have tried to identify a lot of these largest obstacles. And one in particular that keeps coming up is this disconnect between the perceived priority of recruiting and its actual execution within the company. So let me say that again. There's a large disconnect, typically, between the perceived priority of recruiting and its actual execution, with the exception of very few companies. To expose what we've observed and what leaders in the real estate community warned us about, we conducted a survey of several companies. Their owners, CEOs, and managers were asked to list in order from highest priority to lowest priority the most important tasks in their company, and then ask managers where they focus the majority of their energy, focus, and time. Well, the leader's priority was recruiting. It was number one. CEOs, GMs, across the board said that recruiting was their number one priority. When managers were asked where they dedicated the most time and focus, They rated recruiting as number four out of four possibilities. So that's a huge disconnect. Now, what does this indicate to you? In one of my conversations about this week, one of our clients and the owner of a successful real estate company believes that this disconnect is due largely to real estate companies being confused about their primary business. He said this, quote, "I think brokers continue to underappreciate the vital aspect of recruiting in our business. What they really don't get is that we are in the hiring and agent development business." End quote. So basically he is saying, our agents are in the real estate business, and yes, we need to provide ample methods for that to take place well, but at the core, we have to be in the hiring and agent development business to thrive. What are your thoughts about this? Do you agree, disagree? To respond, simply respond to your work puzzle email and share thoughts about this and any other primary obstacles you see to great recruiting. And I'll follow up again next week with the next one. Until then.